30? It's March 8th, 2018, and I call up a regular board meeting of Northern Unified School District of Education to order. It's now 4:30. Roll call, please.
Lynn Ebenkamp?
Here.
Angelina Pride?
Here.
David Malkin is absent. Donna Friedman?
Here.
Carrie Chen?
Here.
I would like to mention on behalf of Mr. Malkin, as you know, and you can see he's not present tonight, he is following doctor's orders after a cardiac intervention. He regrets not being at the meeting, but he participated in the preparation for tonight's meeting and is fully aware of all agenda items and had his questions answered.
Any changes, agenda?
None from staff.
So, have a motion to adopt the agenda for the regular meeting of Thursday, March 8, 2018.
I move we adopt the agenda as supplied.
I second.
Okay. Donna, second. All favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carry. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments? Closed session? Oh, no. So we're gonna, okay, we recess to closed session.
No, you were correct. So there are no comments for closed session.
No comments for closed session, yeah. So we are recessed to closed session at 4:32. Good evening, and we have returned to open session at 6:04. Flag salute. Samantha Phillips, yep.
Face the flag, put your right hand over your heart, ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, by liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
This is a closed session report tonight. So, paper. Okay, during the closed session, the Board of Education took the following actions. On motion by Angie Pry and a second by Donna Freeman, the Board of Education took action to approve settlement agreement with employees number AE2463757, which includes agreement to retain salary in an alternate position in the Roland Unified School District. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Don Freeman, yes. David Malkin, absent. Angelina Pry, yes. The second one, on a motion by Don Freeman and a second by Angelina Pry, the Board of Education took action to approve a settlement agreement with employee number RY7972377, which includes agreement to retain salary in an alternate position in a Roland Unified School District. The vote of board was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Ebenkamp, yes. Don Freeman, yes. David Malkin, absent. Angelina Pride, yes. And number three, on a motion of Don Freeman and second by Angelina Pride, the Board of Education took action to approve the settlement agreement with employee number JR3361010, which includes the resignation from employment in the Unified School District. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Embenkamp, yes. Donna Freeman, yes. David Malkin, absent. Angelina Pryde, yes. And we'll be returning to closed session at the end of the business item. Board recognition. Next, we are going to move to board recognition. I'm going to turn to Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. Thank you.
So thank you very much. This evening, we have wonderful things that we're celebrating that are happening throughout our district. And so I appreciate all of you being here to support our students and our staff for their accomplishments. I'm going to ask Teresa Healy to come to the podium.
Board, would you like to step down so we can do pictures?
All right, now we're ready. We had to get a little organized. Good evening, everyone. It's my pleasure to recognize lots of groups of students tonight. And as we go through the groups, part of our goal in our district is to make sure that we have very well-rounded students. So tonight we get to recognize academics. We get to recognize some of our career tech education students. And we also get to recognize some of our athletes that have done very well for us in the past season. So we're going to start with our Oswalt 8th grade STEM Club mathletes. On January 27th, Oswalt Academy 7th and 8th graders participated in the 10th annual Bishop Amat Math Competition. This competition was designed to include mathematical problem solving, basic geometry, pre-algebra, and emerging algebra riddles, puzzles, and conundrums. Students were given 60 minutes to complete 60 mathematical questions. This year, 24 schools with a total of 500 students competed. Congratulations to the Oswalt Academy mathletes who received second place in Division B and Mingham Jeffrey Jiang who received a medal for the highest score among the Oswalt students. So if we could have Dr. Buckmeyer come forward, our team coach, and also I believe our principal, Dr. Despard, is here as well. If he could come forward. And I'm going to read all of the students' names. There are only a few here tonight because they're very busy academic students. So first we have Emily Bongiorno, Danielle Jing, Mark Fernandez, Ethan Thang, Gia Gia Zhang, Rainier Almazar. That was a tough one. Shannon Capistrano is here. Shannon. Justin Chung, Christina De La Cruz, Sabrina Evangelista, Minghan Jing, and tonight with us, Bryce Kwan. Also with us tonight, Faith Racinos Garcia. And also want to acknowledge Christian Milligan, Ray Anthony Rinaldo, Akash Sami, Apollo T, and Alyssa Tran. So congratulations to our Oswalt mathletes. I was going to say the moms get to get pictures, but the teachers do first, too. And then there's Mrs. Kim. Be able to tweet to near you soon. Congratulations to our Oswalt mathletes. Next, if I could have Mr. Brunier come forward. And is Mr. Martin here? not sure if his students are here tonight. Okay, well, we're going to read it, and then we're going to hope he's here. Okay, so it's also my pleasure tonight to recognize our Roland High School Automotive Program students. On December 2nd, two of our Roland High School Automotive students participated in the 19th Annual Los Angeles County Auto Tech Competition presented by the Greater Los Angeles County and Southland Motor Car Dealers Association. Phase 1 was a written test hosted at Longo Toyota, and the top two students were selected to compete. In Phase 2, Brody Golland and Christian Diaz were selected to represent Roland High School. Phase 2 of the competition was at Cerritos College and consisted of 12 hands-on workstations where the teams had to solve auto technician problems based on the ASC standards. Brody and Christian finished in first place for the Southern Division, earning a spot to compete in the National High School Competition held in New York. Local dealerships will be providing internships to help prepare our students for the national competition. Please join me in congratulating Roland High School teacher Mr. Eduardo Martinez and the automotive students for the outstanding accomplishment. So Brady Galland and Christian Diaz. I don't believe they're here. Congratulations, Mr. Brunier. I want you to stand right in the center and take that picture, Mr. Brunier. That would be awesome. All right, if I can have Mr. Cole come forward from Roland High. It's my pleasure to recognize our Roland High School Academic Decathlon. Oops, sorry. I gave you some. Do you have some certificates? Beginning in June 2017, the Roland High School Academic Decathlon team began practicing and studying for the 36th Annual Los Angeles County Academic Decathlon competitions that were held in January and February at El Rancho High in Pico Rivera. At the competition, Roland competed against 42 other schools from Los Angeles County and came in 16th place overall and third place in their division. For their hard work and dedication, the team received a bronze medal and a team trophy at the annual banquet. In addition, the team received 17 individual team medals for the performance and individual events. Please join me in congratulating Advisor Matt Cole and the Roland High School academic team, the decathlon team, for their outstanding accomplishments. And if I could, when I call the students' names, Thomas Lee, Michelle Kwan, Jet Vong, not here. Must be studying. Alan Dye. Helen Guo. Derek Leong. Phoebe Shayu. Alec Wu. And Edward Tang. No, Edward. Congratulations to our Roland High School Academic Decathlon team. Do the sort of squat. Good luck with that. I should stand so you can read that. Now the mama paparazzi. It's International Women's Day. I was letting the mothers go first. Now the dads can go too. Yeah, we have to have the Miss Kim shot. Yes, yes. Congratulations to our academic decathlon team. Okay, Mr. Brenner, you get to stay for a little longer. If we can have Coach Rufino Ceceres come forward, please. Is he the only coach that's here? Okay. Soccer team. Yes. All right. The Roland High School girls varsity soccer team is the 2017-18 Valley Vista League champions with a league record of 8 wins, 1 loss, and 1 tie, and an overall record of 14 wins, 7 losses, and 1 tie. The team advanced to the CIF Division 5 playoffs. They also earned third place out of 16 teams in their prestigious Ontario Christian Christmas Tournament with a tournament record of 3 wins and 1 loss. Please join me in congratulating the Roland High School girls varsity soccer team on their outstanding accomplishments. First, if we can have Juliana Ceceris. Juliana? Yay! And I guess I get to announce some honors as well, and I'm pretty excited about that. So, Taylor Bosley. And Taylor is first team all league for the Valley Vista League. Alexandrea Felix. Blanca Garcia. And Blanca is All-League Honorable Mention team. Selin Hakoyan. And she is second team All-League and Ontario Christian All-Tournament team winner. Leslie Cortez. Danielle Morales. Emily Birch. And Emily is all league honorable mention as well. Anna Pinedo. Taisha Valles. Kayla Allen. And Kayla is first team all league, by the way. Pretty special. Carolina Maldonado. And Carolina is second team all league. Ruby Fernandez. And I'd like to announce that Ruby is our All-League Most Valuable Player. Pretty special. Melissa Aguilar. Braylin LaMonica. Or LaMonica. That extra letter. And she is first team all league and Ontario all tournament team. Viviana Trujillo. And Jessica Daniel Arujo. And Jessica is second team all league. Congratulations to our Roland High School girls varsity soccer team. Squat it down, guys. You have to have the Miss Kim tweet photo. Just just say, yeah, just it's good for your thighs.
Oh.
All right, congratulations to our Roland High School soccer team. Good job, guys. Good job, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. I do too, they're cute. All right, if I could have Mr. Nasu from Nogales High School come forward. And if I could have Coach Peter Wang and Assistant Coach Brianna Lee come forward. Coaches? All right. The young women of the Nogales Girls Varsity Basketball Team have worked tirelessly to make their school and community proud. Their dedication to academic excellence reflects their competitive nature on the court. This season, they have accomplished an impressive 16-7 overall record with an 8-2 in league play, as well as a CIF playoff spot in Division 4A for the first time in 5 years. The Nogales High School Girls Varsity Team also took home first place in the Glendora Summer Shootout Scarlet Division. The team is led by head coach Peter Wang and assistant coach Brianna Lee. Please join us in congratulating the Nogales High School Girls Basketball Team on their athletic achievements. First, we have Samantha San Antonio, who is our captain. Jennifer Sellis.
Jennifer.
She's marked. Jacqueline Carpio. Natalie Solorio. Oh, I don't think it's Casey Hirakawa. Guadalupe Garcia. Evelyn De Los Santos. She's not here, but we'll look out for him. Jay Sharina Mendoza. And Yesenia Rosales. Congratulations to our Nogales High School Girls Varsity Basketball Team. Did Miss Kim get her shot? Did Miss Gina get her shot? One more, girls, one more. All right, congratulations to our Nogales High School Girls Varsity Basketball Team. Mr. Nasu, if you get to stay. If I can have Coach Gil Luna and Assistant Coach Alfonso Colmenares come forward. Coaches? Coaches? Coach? Coach? Coach, yes. Coach first.
Oh, okay, good.
You get to be up here. That's right. The 2017-18 Nogales Girls Varsity Soccer Team had the most intense season in the school's history, winning 16 games, which was enough to be declared co-champions of the Montview League. The success shown by this team can be attributed to the commitment that each girl had with each other by supporting each other when faced with challenges. Please join us in congratulating the Nogales High School girls varsity soccer team on their athletic achievements. There's a lot of them here, right? Okay, because they're not highlighted. I'm just checking. First, we have Skye Bundes. Renee Avila. Diane Barba. Sandra Balderas. JC Combi. Jacqueline Guyton. Zerlina Gonzalez, who I don't think is here either. Alyssa Gutierrez. Amanda Lopez. Valerie Madrigal. Jennifer Mejia. Marlene Perez. And Priscilla Ruiz. Congratulations to our Nogales High School girls varsity soccer team. You won't fit in the picture. Some more. All right, congratulations to our Nogales High School girls varsity soccer team. Next, I get to the Nogales High School boys varsity soccer team. If I could have Coach Javier Aguina Campos, JV head coach Irvin Aguina, and goalkeeper coach Kevin Bustamante. A little trouble saying that one. I couldn't read them. The Nogales boys varsity soccer team finished its 2017-18 season with a record of 14 wins, 6 losses, and 4 ties. They won their second league title in a row and finished the season as the number 5 ranked team in its respective CIF division. This is the team's third year in a row with a top 10 CIF ranking at the end of the season. Please join us in congratulating the Nogales High School boys varsity soccer team on their athletic achievements. First, we have Edwin Ochoa. Carlos Orduno. Daniel Regosa. Roger Salazar Felix. Andy Bolanos. Miguel Aguilar. Carlos Mendoza Estrada. Francisco Pina. Mario Ruiz. and Angel Rodriguez. Had a stray friend. Congratulations to our Nogales High School boys varsity soccer team. Is he our ball guy? There we go. Are you good now? Are they good, Miriam? Congratulations to our Nogales High School boys varsity soccer team. Oh, yeah. Actually, we give it to the coach. Yes, we didn't. It's okay. All right. I guess it is. So congratulations to all of our students and teams tonight.
Thank you. All right, okay, next item. Roden High School Principal Mitch Bunyer, along with the following ASB Executive Board members, Samantha Phillips, Diana Kaditz, Nicholas Phillips, Matthew Cho, Phoebe Chung, will provide a brief report highlighting what is going on their organization.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Samantha Phillips, and I am ASB President at Roland High School. I'm also a senior this year. I've attended Roland for 4 years, and through my 4 years, I've recognized Roland to be a different thing for different people, which means that it's a place where people can come, and they can have different passions, and they can experience different things, but Roland be still a place that they can come and feel safe being at. Okay. So through my 4 years, I've also experienced Roland have, like, very much engaged in the idea and the ideals of being a thinker, a communicator, and a contributor. And the staff really engages students to be like this with the rigor, the relevance, and relationships on campus. And through these three things, students are expected to not only be engaged in the academic life at Roland, graduate, but also be productive members of society. And now Phoebe is going to say a few.
Good evening. My name is Phoebe Chuang. I serve as ASB secretary, and I'm also a senior at Roland High School. Over the course of my high school career, Roland has earned many awards, such as the Gold Ribbon Award pictured above. Other awards have been applied to, and we have been validated for these awards pictured on the left of the slide. Some awards have been simply submitted through data, and through that data, we were selected, as seen on the right of the slide. These awards on the bottom were simply given to us, and this shows how Roland has a strong past, present, and future. Additionally, Roland offers a variety in its curriculum to meet the students' full potential. Here at Roland, we have a high expectation for our students, and they are certainly meeting it. The data supports this as our IB pass rate is over 94% and our AP pass rate is 71% school-wide. Just last year, we gave out 938 tests for AP. Adding on to that, there will be two new AP courses in our school year next year, which are AP Computer Science A and AP Environmental Sciences. Our AVID students have increased over 100% in the past 3 years, and they also have a 100% four-year college acceptance rate. In our senior seminar classes last year alone, we gave out 45 certificates, and the college and career indication rate shows that we have a college readiness of 95%, which is higher than any school in our district. And now I would like to turn it over to Nicholas Phillips to talk about the relevance Roland has to the outside world and our athletics program.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Nicholas Phillips, and I'm the ASB Speaker of the House, and I am also a senior at Roland. The relevance of Roland goes far beyond the classroom. One can see this through the high-achieving students on our campus. These students input the lessons they learn in the class and put them into action in society. The lessons include 21st century skills such as critical thinking, creativity, communication, and collaboration. With that said, it can be easily seen that our students are able to take what we learn in the classroom and apply it to real world situations. Then our school also prepares students by offering many athletic programs for students with different passions. In all, we have 22 sports with 16 of the head coaches on campus. Our sports are very successful, and this past year, our girls' basketball became league champs for the third year in a row. Our girls' soccer became league champions, like you saw tonight. Our very first wrestling state champion. And last year, our boys' swim became CIF champions, and they are expected to do well again this year. However, our sports not only show success, but also show sportsmanship. This is because Roland has received the Valley Vista Sportsmanship Award for the past 3 years in a row. By earning this award, our students are showing the core values that Roland expects from all of our students. Now I would like to introduce Diana Cadiz to talk about the relationships and extracurriculars at Roland High School.
Hello, my name is Diana Cadiz, and I'm the ASB Vice President and also a senior at Roland High School. Roland High School provides many opportunities to students to grow and develop as individuals through the many extracurricular activities that are offered at school. Along with sports, Roland has over 60 clubs that range from academics, service, cultural, and interest clubs. We have had clubs that succeeded in academic competitions such as Academic Decathlon, Mock Trial, and Mat Club. We also have students excelling the skills they have learned and developed, such as Auto Club, winning the state competition and qualifying to compete nationally. In the visual and performing arts aspect, our marching band and choir have gone through great achievements, such as being qualified for the Southern California School Band and choir winning second place and showmanship award at the Bray Olinda Choir Competition. Under the service category, our Roland Key Club has completed 900 plus service hours within the past school year. Overall, it is shown that two-thirds of our students are involved, whether it is a sport, club, or school organization. Many of our students are not only looked upon as leaders of the school, but they also extend to the community. We have a fellow senior, Mar Swainem, as the Key Club D35 East Lieutenant Governor, for example. Our Roland's leadership program has over 100 kids involved who are not only committed, but also qualified into serving the school. In the past years, our leadership program has won the Castle Leadership Award, and I am happy to say that this year, Roland High School are currently finalists. These are only some of what the students accomplished together within the past school year. The achievements of the students starts with the opportunities Roland provides. Without a doubt, Roland High School has a positive school culture that focuses on providing a caring environment and inclusiveness within the school community. Because of the well-knitted and close relationship between the staff and the students of our school not only feel welcome but safe. Not only does the staff push the students to strive and reach our fullest potential, but students can look to them as a friend. In fact, our staff actively participates in student events, whether it's a competitive game, assemblies, or sing-alongs at lunch. Our school provides many support systems through the range of counseling that are easily accessible. The morality of the student body is to help each other excel and succeed together, so no Roland student will be left behind. Roland High School is best described as one big family. So I would like to call on Samantha Phillips to close the presentation.
So we just want to thank you for your attention and also your support so far this year, and we hope to see you at the rest of the events this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Roland. Hi, SB, for sharing so much wonderful information with us. And now the automotive students are here, so we have one more organization. So are they here? I don't know. And this is coming.
Your automotive kids are here.
So we need to go there. Pictures again. Yeah.
You guys want to come down? We have another room.
We have that?
He got here stuck.
Yeah, we'll come down. Okay. Yeah.
And Mr. Better, would you like to come forward as well? For the automotive?
Automotive
award?
You'd like to join us for the CTE program?
Of course.
All right. So apparently we had a traffic issue because Roland Heights is a very busy place. So we welcome back up Mr. Brunier and also Mr. Better, our coordinator of career technical education. I'm going to ask the student to come up because everyone else has already heard this one. So if we can have Christian Diaz come forward. There we go.
Yes.
So on December 2nd, two of the Roland High School automotive students participated in the 19th annual Los Angeles County Auto Tech Competition presented by the Greater Los Angeles County and Southland Motor Car Dealers Association. Phase one was a written test hosted at Longo Toyota, and the top two students were selected to compete. In Phase 2, Brody Galland and Christian Diaz were selected to represent Roland. Phase 2 of the competition was at Cerritos College and consisted of 12 hands-on workstations where the teams had to solve auto technician problems based on ASC standards. Brody and Christian finished in first place for the Southern Division, earning a spot to compete in the National High School Competition held in New York. Local dealerships will be providing internships to help our students prepare for the national competition. Please join me in congratulating Roland High School teacher Mr. Martin and the automotive students for their outstanding accomplishment. Congratulations, Christian. That's right, Miss Kim has to have the Twitter shot. Mom, did you get your shot? Did you get your shot, Mom? Okay. All right. Congratulations, Christian. Stay. Thank you, Mr. Better. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to say that. I thought it was a little bit too fast. How did it go away? I don't think you're a job.
This may be quick.
Because you're the smart person here.
So read that, this paragraph.
Yeah.
On yours, okay.
Yeah.
It's covered.
Yeah. Okay, I'd like to thank Roland High School students, parents, and staff, and community members for providing refreshments at the support meeting. Thank you. Superintendent report, Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. See, thank you very much. And so our district is very, very proud of the many recent awards and accomplishments our students and staff have achieved in academics and athletics, and tonight we honored many of them. In addition to these awards, I want to mention congratulations to Nogales High School boys basketball team, who are, for the first time ever, CIF Southern Section NCAA division champions. I had the pleasure of attending Saturday's game versus Foothill Tech, and it was pure adrenaline and fun. They are now into the state finals, and so they competed last night and won, and they now have another game that will take place on Saturday. We're also very, very proud of Roland High School's ninth grade student, Cheyenne Bowman, who is CIF state champion for girls wrestling. And also Roland High School boys wrestling team players Alex Ramirez and Richard Rojo also advanced to the state tournament. Wanted to make sure that the community was aware that we have our LCAP community survey has launched. We want to thank our community members who came to our community meeting that was held this week. We also encourage all stakeholders, students, staff, parents, and our community to provide input on our LCAP survey. It was emailed out to many, but those who did not receive it by email can also locate that survey on our district webpage. A few upcoming events. This is a reminder that this is the final weekend of the Roland High School's Footloose the Musical. Performances are at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, and on Saturday there are two performances, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Everyone has been raving about how fantastic the show is, and I'm very excited. I'm going to on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to it. The musical is entirely student-run with a mixture of 38 actors supported by more than 50 crew members, and tickets are $10 at the door. Our 2018 IB Student Art Exhibition is going to be held on March 22nd. The community is invited to see the artistic talents of our IB students and our advanced art students from both Roland and Nogales High School. That will be held again on Thursday, March 22nd from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Roland Heights Community Center. I also want to recognize that we have received many generous donations, which the board has been accepting for our principal for a day. Also tonight, we have on our board action item that a board will be accepting a few more donations for principal for a day, which directly impact our students through student scholarships. There's also an item on the board agenda this evening from Terry and David Malkin, who donated $3,500 for student scholarships for our class of 2018. So we very much appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. The next item is student board representative report, start from Centennial High School. Diana Hernandez, the ASB vice president of Centennial High School.
Good evening, board members. I am Diana Hernandez, vice president at Centennial High School. I'm here today to provide you with an update on what we have been doing in ASB with Ms. Mana. In January, we celebrated Black History Month by making posters of important African Americans and putting them up all over the school. We had holiday-themed fundraisers such as Valentine's Day grams and selling flowers to students and staff. This month is a busy month for ASB. We have open house on the 15th and career day the 22nd. We also will be having Shamrock Shakes for St. Patrick's Day and having a basketball tournament for March Madness. We just recently had a game yesterday, which was very exciting. Continuing with giving back to the community, we just started our fundraiser for Pennies for Patients to raise money for the Leukemia Cancer Foundation. And we have another blood drive coming up in April. As you can see, there's been a lot going on and much more coming as the school year is rapidly ending. Thank you.
Next, Nogales High School. Wanika Ruaro, ASB Executive Secretary of Nogales High School.
Good evening, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, members of the cabinet, and members of the community. My name is Maria Ginegarwaro, and today I will be your student representative for Nogales High School. So we're already partly into March, and in ASB, we like to call this month March Madness, just because there are so many events occurring. Our clubs and sports have been very active, just like the HOSA Club, who recently had their national service project where they gave each class a hero squad box. The goal was to receive as many donations as possible, and all donations would be given to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to help find a cure. Up next, we have our student leadership, and we recently started applications for the 2018-2019 leadership team. All applications must be submitted by the 23rd of this month, and fingers crossed that there will be a good turnout. We also recently had a senior seminar dedicated to the power of art and a beautiful student dedicated exhibition to show off our artistically inclined nobles. Since we are on the topic of the arts, we would also like to congratulate our very own Emeralds dance team for placing first place lyrical at West Covina High School on the 25th of February. We also had a recent competition just last Sunday on the 4th, where we took home first place lyrical, third place small hip hop, overall showmanship award, along with two spirit awards and three soloist awards. Moving on to our senior events, we had our senior panorama on February 21st, where our massive 2018 class had to squish into the middle of our bleachers. This was just the opening to all of the senior events coming up for these next few months. Another one of our events includes our annual Spring Fling Dance. Tickets went on sale early February, and the colorful dance themed Wonderland took place last week on March 2nd. This dance included some entertainment and games like air hockey, foosball, and ping pong. The very next day, we had our CIF Boys Basketball Championship game at Azusa Pacific, just like Dr. Superintendent Mitchell mentioned. We are very proud to say that our boys were able to bring home the very first CIF championship title in school history. Because of this achievement, the team was able to head to state playoffs. We had our first round yesterday, and our nobles took the victory with a score of 77-70. Not only was our boys varsity basketball on fire, but so was our girls varsity basketball, girls varsity soccer, and boys varsity soccer. A big congratulations to girls varsity basketball for making it into CIF and for being outstanding players. Also, a big congratulations to boys and girls soccer for the titles of league champions and CIF participants. Our athletes give it their all when it comes to their programs, and results are definitely showing. It's only been a few days into March, but we still have some future events coming up. This includes Latin Ball, which will take place this Friday or tomorrow. On March 9th, there will be free tacos and banda, so many students are excited to attend. Coming up later this month, we have our Power 106 game, where our very own noble staff will be going against the Power 106 team. Tickets are already on sale with presale at $5 and $7 at the door. The following day, we will be having our very first Clash of the Classes event. This free competition night-style rally will start at 6 p.m., and we will also have food trucks on campus by 7 p.m. I will definitely be looking forward to many more events and sharing them with everyone, but this is all for today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, Roland High School, Nicholas Phillips, SB Speaker House from Roland High School, please.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Nicholas Phillips, and I am back to being the student representative for Roland High School. I haven't been here for a little bit while, but now I'm here to stay until my term is up. As you all know, the school year is coming to an end, but that doesn't mean anything for the life at Roland. On February 9th, we had our monthly senior event, Fondue February. Here, the seniors were given chocolate-covered pretzels, strawberries, and marshmallows. The week after, on February 13th through February 16th, Roland had their Random Acts of Kindness Week. So on each day, something kind was given to the students. On Tuesday, each student came to their locker with a nice post-it note giving them a compliment. On Wednesday, all 2,200 students received a personalized heart for Valentine's Day. On Thursday, we passed out love bugs to show our appreciation to one another. And on Friday, we created a love wall that had pictures that the students sent us to show the world the love each student shares. Then on Friday, February 23rd, Roland held one of its annual assemblies, Renaissance, to recognize everyone who achieved academically. The theme was Super Raiders with the motto, "No matter who you are, you can change the world." Those who attended received at least a 2.5 GPA with no D's or F's, or improved their GPA from last semester by at least 0.5. We handed out over 185 academic awards to the students, ranging from top 10 GPA for each grade level, national merit, counselor's choice, academic all-league, and AP recognition. It was a very stressful 2 days trying to put up all the decorations and getting all of our entertainment pieces together. We had each one of our four graduating classes perform a dance for about 2.5 minutes, and then had VJ Rosales, who is a very popular singer, sing a couple of songs in front of everyone who attended. Overall, everyone who attended really enjoyed their time and felt proud of achieving such high grades. Also on this day, we had our Sadie's theme revealing to announce the theme for our next school dance. This year, it is Hawaiian themed and is called Hula Hawkins. To announce the theme, we had traditional fire dancers at our school performing an amazing performance. Hundreds of students watched because it was the first time we have ever had fire dancers at our school. Then, on this past Monday, March 5th, we had our Sadie's fashion show to show what clothes are appropriate to wear at Sadie's. I had the honor of being in it, and it was very fun and informative. Also, starting this past Monday, was campaigning week for our future ASB members. It lasts until Friday, and our next ASB president, vice president, speaker of the house, and class officers are going around all week campaigning. This means starting next month, I will bring the individual who will be taking my job to introduce them to you. Right now, our theater department is hosting their annual spring play called Footloose at our school. We have showings tomorrow at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. We would like to thank all the board members that have attended and extend an invitation to those who have not. I can tell you from firsthand experience, the musical is entertaining and is a great way to see our students perform. Tomorrow night is our annual Powder Buff game where the junior boys play the senior boys in volleyball. The senior and junior girl volleyball players are our coaches. We have been practicing for the past 2 weeks, and as a player, we are trying to defend our title because as juniors, we won last year. The cost is $2 presale and $5 at the door, with all proceeds benefiting the volleyball program. Next Friday, March 16th, we have our Sadie's dance in our gym. During this dance, the prom theme and location is revealed to the students. On the following Monday, March 19th, we have another senior event called Brunch in March, and all seniors will be able to get free cereal, milk, and a variety of juices for lunch. The day before spring break on March 23rd, we have one of the biggest events on our campus, Battle of the Classes. This is a friendly competition between each of the four graduating classes in the gym at night. For the past couple of years, a little over 1,000 students showed up, and we expect that this year we will have even more. Our February service event was the collection of socks for the District Heart and Soul campaign. In all, Roland students are continuing to be examples of thinkers, communicators, and contributors. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you, Phillips. Okay, the next item is public comments. Dr. Mitchell, are there any comments this evening? Mm-hmm. Okay, then I have to read guideline. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended further or limited by vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to the presentation and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. So first speaker is Mr. Roy Humphreys.
Hello, I'm Roy Humphreys. Some of you may ask why I'm here. It's because before we can move forward, we must be honest about our past. And also, because of the lack of true transparency, which is key to accountability, which has devastated this district, board member David Malcolm calls transparency a buzzword. The culture of effete arrogance of this district's board and administrations has demonstrated, as demonstrated by the superintendent Ruben Fructos, saga and the district's voodoo math, which was pointed out by union representative and teacher John Peterson. And we note that Superintendent Mitchell is very dismissive about the FACMAT 2008 report, which is the key reason why this district languished in ghetto land for so long, is now attempting to recover. And then we have what the continued hijacking of the Bond Oversight Committee. And the way the chain of command works, you as the board are responsible for this district. If the superintendent is doing things that are inappropriate, it's your job to rein her in. And like her responsibility to Mr. Flores if he's doing something inappropriate with the Bond Oversight Committee. And it's all you have to do is go to the video recording of the last Bond Oversight Committee meeting to see exactly what it's talking about. And also, I sent to each and every one of you, include the, and this is addressed to Julie Mitchell, superintendent, seven incidents that I asked, are they true? Especially focusing on the Bond Oversight Committee, which by law is an independent committee. And again, we noted the failure of this district. You know, the last board meeting, you guys had three incidents where there's money for the teachers, money for all of you up here, so forth, three of them, which there was no participation by any of these people out here in the audience to show up, and it's about the money of them lining their pockets. These people are among the highest paid through the state of California and Southern California specifically, but no one showed up for that, and they wouldn't have the opportunity to know except for the video recording that is on my YouTube site. So forth. So, and same with the Bond Oversight Committee. And we had a very nice situation with the Personnel Commission the other day. It'd be something for you to enjoy to find out what that particular situation is about and what is why is it required for government accounting as principal. And again, for the truly to move into the 21st century, we must do the recording. And as my wife says, why in the heck are you doing this? Mr. Chung can give you a translation. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. I got 8 seconds left. So as Mike offers up there, they take over the video recording. You'll never see or hear of me again. Thank you.
It's William Harrison. Mr. Harrison?
Haven't started yet. Okay, Mr. Harrison, I had the opportunity to visit many of schools here in Rural Unified. This week I visit Oswald with Dr. Despard. I went to some classrooms that were doing Black history. I was absolutely floored. These kids were doing oral presentations. They had the notes. One kid had visual aid, had her audio aid. I was like, this is impressive. And they were doing people like Sojourner Truth. They were doing Daniel Hill Williams, Nat Turner, Branch K. Bruce, Hermon Rebels, Daniel Hill Williams, people that you don't even hear about. They did an outstanding job, and I was very, very proud of them. Also, I think the best-kept secret in Rural Unified is Giano. I had a chance to go to Giano and talk with the principal, Mr. Ochoa, walk to campus, go into classrooms. Kids are really on target, on task. Teachers, outstanding teachers in the district. That brings me to a really interesting point. Of all the schools I visit, again, Giano, Roland High, Nogales, I'm on the school site council at Oswald, these teachers are phenomenal. And I have a feeling that the district is not making an effort, quote, to keep these teachers. We have some fantastic teachers, and I'm hoping that they don't just decide to pack up and go elsewhere. A lot of them are very young, very energetic, very much to the point, and they're outstanding teachers, outstanding programs we have in the district, and I'm hoping that we can continue to move forward. I say that to say we need to showcase many of our schools. People don't know about Roland. They know all about Walnut Valley, which I'm a resident of, and they do a good job showcasing Walnut Valley schools. We don't seem to showcase our schools here. Like I said, you guys frown or what have you, but I don't see any activity in terms of Giano, Nogales, Telus, in terms of out in the community. You may showcase them here at the district office, but you do an outstanding job. But if you ask the average Joe Doe, do you know where Nogales is? Do you know about Giano? No one knows about it. So I'm just bringing a suggestion. I would like to see a showcase our schools because we have some outstanding schools and some fabulous teachers and very strong administrators. We lost a very strong administrator at Nogales, Mr. Henderson. He's gone to a higher ground, if you can say that. But my point is, we don't want to keep losing our administrators, our teachers, or our students. Thank you very much.
The next speaker is Arthur Lee.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Dr. Mitchell, President Chen, and members of the board, how are you? I'm here specifically about the Mandarin Immersion Program, and I think that a lot of the challenges that I've had while trying to help recruit students to come and actually to participate is really the school ratings that are being changed within, I think, grade schools. And I think a lot of parents within the Chinese community actually look at that as the authority on the education quality. And that's one thing that I think President Chen has addressed within the group chat. And but there's a lacking of supporting document that could actually perhaps ease the worries of these parents that want to participate but worried about the quality of education they would their kids would get at a school that has a lower rating. I personally don't really see that as a problem. I think the problem really lies with individuals, not the schools or the districts, because the standards are the same, and they are no different than you know any other school district within LA County. I think one of those other challenges that we have in the program is that we are actively recruiting people within our own community. And as I understand it, it is actually open to other communities outside of Roland Unified. So perhaps, you know, we could do something at either maybe at fairs or any other public events to promote the program. I think that would be very helpful. I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next speaker, Tiffany Oh. Tiffany, is she here?
Sorry, I'm right here. Mm-hmm. I have another parents a little late and a bit too late to submit the form. Thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Tiffany. I'm a parent and part of the Chinese community. I just want to really appreciate everyone's effort for the Chinese Mandarin dual language program. As part of the community, I'm really, really excited about this program. Actually, I just heard early in January. And when I heard about it, I was, like, really, really happy. Even both of my kids are much older, can be part of the program. But a lot of my friends, they went to Hacienda School, and they were in the program for many years, and I've seen how much benefit they can get from the program, because they're learning both languages. And also the benefit of, like, a lot of new immigrants in our community, when they first came here, they can be really strong academically, but English can be the program, can be the problem. So while those kids come to our country, and they might feel like I'm a little left behind with the program, they can feel like, you know, I can achieve my goal by learning math, by learning other subjects with their native language while really, you know, feel good about themselves. So when I first heard about the program, I'm really excited. And I just want to say, you know, as part of the community, we're really, really supportive. One of the parents, actually, she cannot make it today, and she owns several restaurants. She's like, can you please give me flyers, give me sign, I want to put it in front of my store. I want everyone to know about this. And she's like, a lot of friends of mine, they have younger kids, and they have not heard about it. And she's like, can you just give me everything that I can? And other parents, I just talked to a couple of them, and they own chain schools, and they're like, we really want to promote this program. They all understand, they're really excited about this program, and we just wanted everyone to know about this. So I'm just here to thank you, everyone, and as a parent and community member, we're just really excited and happy about this. Right, thank you.
Thank you. Next, June Song.
Yes.
Is June here?
Hello.
I need a translation. Okay, I do it for you. Thank you, everyone.
我们这个计划，我们很多人非常喜欢这个计划。And
we love this program.
因为我儿子上中国功夫的学校。My child
attending the martial arts school.
对他们学校的老师，我跟他讲这事情，他说哇，太好的计划。And
his coach told him this is wonderful information.
我开放给我们武馆给学区做广告。I
want to open my school and let you. Distribute the information to my students in the martial arts school.
武术的老师原来准备来这儿来的，但是他孩子才刚五个月，他没有来，没办法。
Yeah, he wanted to come attend the meeting, but couldn't have some other appointments.
所以我觉得这双语的在这个社区里面，大家都很支持这个双语。
And the dual immersion program in this community is very, very supportive.
我感觉如果早开几年的话，我儿子能够参加这双语。
If you have the program a few years earlier, and my kid can attend the program.
我儿子现在在后面，他在说，哦，我要上。我说，sorry。My child
is at the back room, and he said, I want to attend. I want to come to that program.
我希望我们这个计划能够在我们罗兰汉能够开花。I
want the program to be successful.
为我们这个罗兰汉的教委给我们这么好的计划，我们要全力支持。We
are completely 100% support this program.
如果有教委有什么其他的活动的话，我一定全力支持帮助教委来。Is anything
our help, we will help.
不管是什么样的活动，我都要帮助教委。Anything,
we will help you.
谢谢各位教委。Thank
you. David Su. David.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is David Su. I'm so glad to be here to see all of you. You know why? Because I am a graduate from the Roland School District. Woo! Yeah, and then so back in 91, when I was a new immigrant, I come from Taiwan. I come here with no English, but I'm so glad I studied in Alvarado Intermediate School, and my ESL teacher was so nice to me and helped me with English. And then so later on, I graduated with 3.5 GPA, which is high, thank God. And then later on, I went to Roland High School, and I graduated 3.8 GPA. And later on, I went to UC Irvine, and then I got my bachelor. And then I got my went to Azusa Pacific University. I got my master's degree. Yes. So why I'm here is not about brag about me, but I'm thank you so much for Roland Unified District for training me. And right now, currently, I am the sorry, kind of very emotional. Yeah, right now I'm the school director in the right here Fullerton Christian School. I'm the preschool director. Okay, so the reason why I'm here, first of all, thanks to Mr. Chen to invite me and to know about this Chinese dual immersion program, and it's so good because we need it. Because right now, number one, I feel as a school administrator, even though we're small, but I feel sad. Why? Number one, we lost against Walnut due to their high scores, right? So a lot of people from us, the Roland School District, they moved to Walnut. Why? Because they have better school. But I don't believe so, because I graduated from here. I know what kind of quality we have here. But I'm sorry, Asian parents, they don't know about this. They only know, oh, high grade, they must be good. So no. And then second, I feel sad. We also, now we lose against Hacienda Heights, Westworth. They opened this, they are the first one opened this Mandarin dual immersion program. And guess what? Not only have one class now, but this year they're going to have three classes. Why? Because more and more Chinese parents, they want to move over there so they can have this program. And so if Roland, we want to grab on this opportunity. We have so many Chinese immigrants here, and if we can open this, not only benefit the people here, but also think about so many Americans, we want to learn Chinese. Why? Because we want to do business with China, right? So again, there's so many things layer up, and I do hope, as you know, all your brilliant minds here, I know you're smart, and so please grab on this opportunity. We need this program to open. Okay, so we can have more and more quality people here, you know, and because you know, there are many bright minds in Chinese people too. So please help us to have this program. Thank you so much. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Rosanna Huang. Rosanna?
Mm-hmm. Good evening, everybody. My name is Rosanna Huang. I bet we have several partners, know each other. Let me introduce myself. I was former PTA president of Roland High School, our principal's here. And I also was 2010, since 2010 president, and I have been walk at each inch, each street, so I know what's going on. And I also, currently I also work as a media. In this case we've been studied, it is important that we have a dual language, Chinese. But personally, I wish we have more language besides Chinese because it's a diversity community. In Roland High School district here, we're far behind than other school district based on my study. And also I researched the reason why parents or young parents, they forgot that here we're established this wonderful program. And in my time, 2000 time before, like when my child was in the all the way from the Roland High School District, that I had a hard time as a volunteer, and we strive for the Chinese. And also when I experienced many later Roland High School students, even Nogales High School students, they went into the Monsec, each university, they trying to pick up Chinese, and they have difficulties because they don't have background. And I mentioned today, we see the community. In our community, look at just based on school districts, the parents, they need to contribute, they're willing to contribute everything to support schools, support students, support teachers, but they don't know how. Who's the media? The kids. We need to nurture them for the language, for the new immigrant. And then for the community, and we can see our surrounding Hacienda High, we have the after school principal here, and we have our Diamond Bar, Hacienda High, Walnuts, everybody surrounding, they already have them for a long time. So, and then as more up to a micro, what's going on with the national, that we have economy, culture, on bilateral international trade, all this, all the higher education, we need Chinese too. So as final, I appreciate everybody can put more effort to more, you know, we just move on this project. I motion to move on. We established, we spent so much time. Ling, let's move on. We had a hard time. And Angela, David, Donna, and Mr. Chen, thank you very much. And it's hard time for you to decide to sit in us, but it is necessary. Our community needs this. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, all the speakers. Next item is second interim financial report. Can I have a motion and a second to receive the second interim report and certify that district will meet this financial obligation for remainder of the year to 2017-2018 fiscal year and the next two subsequent fiscal years. I move. Donna, move.
I second.
Lynn, second. Any discussion?
So Mr. Flores has some information to present to the board so that you have it prior to taking action.
Good evening, Board President Chang, board members, Dr. Mitchell, cabinet, and audience. Thank you for allowing me to make a brief presentation on the second interim. Again, this is work that's done behind the scenes by some great people that work in our district. And I want to thank Aubrey Craig, our Director of Fiscal Services, and the entire fiscal department team who worked very diligently to prepare the second interim report. In this presentation, I plan to highlight the budget calendar, the purpose of the interim report, information from the governor's proposed budget, guidance for multi-year projections, and variances of the first interim. Excuse me.
You turn off AC.
Push the arrow, do the arrows. You be the clicker.
One of my divisions that I oversee is technology. That's why I always have the technology problems for my presentations. I really think they play some. They change the battery so I can have the bad one. So I'm going to go with the Dennis clicker for me today. Again, this is the calendar, the budget reporting cycle that we have, and that we are currently at the second interim in our next. Steps will be developing a budget with the information we get that the May revise. Again, the May revise, following the May revise, will be the public hearings and then budget adoption for the new year in July. Again, these are actual dates that we need to comply with the county, so we are here at the second interim by March 15th. The second interim report is required by the California Educational Code. It shows all expenditures from July 1st, 2017 to January 31st, 2018. The interim report illustrates where the district can meet its financial obligations for the current year and two subsequent years. That is the purpose. Again, every district wants to strive for a positive certification. Positive certification will attest that we can meet all fiscal obligations, again, for the current year and two subsequent years. A qualified certification district may not meet its fiscal obligations for the current and two subsequent years, and a negative certification, a district will not meet its fiscal obligations for the current or two subsequent years. This table shows the adopted budget has the adopted budget for information only, and then it also shows the variances from the first interim and the second interim. The increase in revenue is related to the adjustments to the current year LCFF gap funding percentage that increases us by $1.3 million. The increase in expenditures related to certificated positions and extra hour assignments, classified additional hours, primarily in our transportation department, employee statutory benefits, and additional services purchased. Some of these additional service purchases are from our carryover funds at our school sites that we place into the budget. Our ending balance is a little over $35 million, and we have assigned different amounts for different areas for different situations, decline enrollment, safety issues, technology, school site discretionary, which, as you can see, has gone down from the previous years as some school sites are using some of their school site discretionary carryovers. The second portion of the interim report is to talk about a projection for the multi-years. The county wants, again, to see that the district will remain fiscally solvent for the next 2 years. Some of the information that we receive from the governor's budget update, and we include it in the multi-year projection. One of the highlights from the governor's budget is that we will be fully funded in 2018-19 for LCFF. Also, we will have $295 per ADA, or approximately $3.8 million in one-time funds next year. Also included in the multi-year projections are future COLA, lottery income and expenditures, percent increases, And again, as always, as I always share, we also include the increase in the STIRS and PERS in our projections. Again, this graph here shows the additional expenses in our STIRS. And on the side, I wanted to highlight it is not in the hundreds, but it's in the millions of these bars. And this is not the total cost of the STIRS. It is actually just the increase. If you compare for what we were paying at the 8.25% to in 2021 to the 19.1% increase in STIRS. We also have increase in PERS. It's gradual, but it really moves up in tail end years up to $2.5 million, when at 2021, the rate is 24.9% for PERS. Again, this graph here illustrates that 71% of our base funding that we will receive by 2021 will go to both STIRS and PERS. The reality of our base funding being consumed by STIRS and PERS increases are being discussed by legislators. Recently, I was able to participate in discussion with state senate staffers and other educational voicing our concerns regarding more funds being needed for our schools. We have seen a few proposals that may increase the current level of funding for base and supplemental concentration funding. We are hopeful that when the governor signs the budget, more funding will be provided for California schools. We look forward to the May revise, and again, we will invite our union leadership to attend with us so we can learn this information together. This is a multi-year projection. Of note, I'd like to show you that in 18-19, the $5 million additional in revenue, most of it coming from the one-time funds. On the restricted side, there is a drastic drop in from $42 million to $3.8 million from 17-18 to 18-19, and that's primarily because of the funds from Prop 39 that we received. In addition, you can see the expenditures also dropped by $7 million because those funds for Prop 39 were used for those energy saving improvements that our schools are receiving this year. And also, we had a $4.3 million in textbooks this year that we will not have next year for the adoption. There are some additional costs also that some are factored in 17-18, some are not factored in for for future years as we're working through to see exactly where they should be. So our 17-18 ending balance may change if some of the things are implemented this year or for the future. Some of them include safety personnel. When the budget was developed for this year, we had 3 full-time positions. We have increased the amount this year to 5 full-time and 2 part-time positions and just made an offer for 2 more full-time positions today. We plan to hire another full-time position. Our safety personnel will increase by 5 full-time positions and 2 part-time positions. The budget expense will increase by approximately $345,000 ongoing. We are also looking at increasing our campus aid support. This may be accomplished by additional hours or campus aids. We project this cost to be over $100,000. We are also in discussion with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department from both stations to provide support, transition assistance, and training. Safety hardware. We have entered into our final stages of this year-long district-wide camera project. The goal is to install cameras with monitoring capabilities at all district locations. Again, I would like to thank the board and Dr. Mitchell for approving the consultant agreement a few months ago to assist us in this project. The consultant has just delivered the location and specifications to provide the best security camera solutions for our district. Maintenance and operations staff are conducting final reviews before working with our purchasing department to go out to bid. The board previously approved the request to bid this project. In technology, we have 2 large ticket items, voice over IP, and digital radios. Our phone district-wide will be upgraded to current phone technology and provide all the new communication and safety features. This project is estimated to cost over $1 million. We are also in the final stage to procure district-wide radios. Our current radio system is analog, and we plan to purchase digital radios that are all integrated with transportation radio system. This estimated cost is $250,000. Our white fleet, over the next 3 years, approximately 20 white fleet vehicles will be needed to purchase for replacing vehicles and to provide vehicles for the increased safety personnel, approximately $460,000. The additional safety personnel will be an ongoing cost, and others will be one-time costs funded by our ending balance. Although these are large dollar amounts, under the direction of you, the board, and Dr. Mitchell, the district remains in a strong fiscal position and can make these commitments. The Administrative Services Division recommends that the board approves the Rolling Unified Interim Report with a positive certification and to be submitted by the Los Angeles County Department of Education. And at this time, if there are any questions.
Lynn?
Mr. Flores, with the fund balances, do you sometimes earmark money for future projects that you're going to need so it, you know, those, no, I don't want you to tell specifically, but is it customary to plan for the future with some of that money?
Well, in our fund balance, we have separated. We have identified certain areas like technology and safety. So that's where the ending fund balance would change. And so we basically have designated some areas to spend some of our ending fund balance. And you have to, it's kind of our ending balance is basically, it's on our savings account. So we have to almost like overspend to be able to go into, so you go into deficit spending. And you go deficit spending so you can go into that reserve. So yes, and that's what the board has instructed us to do. And we have done that starting about last year, early last year, to do that.
Can you turn it back to slide 16? You have several additional cost items listed there.
Yes.
Is there a timeline that you've projected to try to complete those items?
That's a great question. That's the reason why we kind of vacillated where we could put this, because we intend to, when it comes to safety personnel or safety issues, we want to do this immediately, but we also want to do it correctly. For safety personnel, like again, today we actually offer two new positions, and we're hoping to interview for two additional positions, if not this Friday, early next week, because it's very important to have people here with our students during the day and actually at night, because these additional safety personnel positions will be able to give us a 24-hour coverage for our district with five individuals during the day at our secondary schools, and with three people two in the swing shift and one in the graveyard. The two in the swing would be able to provide support for activities or programs that are happening in our schools in the swing, and also to greet and meet our kids when they come back from field trips or sporting events, and also our bus drivers. So that's very important to do that immediately, and that's what we'd like to do soon. Some of the things that we would like, the cameras, we started that project this entire year. The goal is to have this project done during the summer, because that's what the work has to be done, would be during the summer. The summer fiscal year ends June 30th, so as much as can be done by June 30th, that would be charged to the 17-18 school year, and then the rest would be charged to the following year, because sometimes this is going to be over $1 million project, most likely. So this project would be probably funded as the percentage of the work is completed, because there's 19 sites and it's a lot of work. Radios, there's going to be some board action tonight for a piggybackable bid so that we can go out and purchase and do the procurement with digital radios. So we anticipate do that hopefully within the next 2 months. Voiceover IP, there's actually another board action tonight that we've been working on for quite a long time also to study and background it. And that's something, again, that we're looking to do that in phases by purchasing and then having a consultant to install. That work would be done in the summer also, because it's an extensive work for that. So it could be also funded with 17-18 and also with 18-19. White fleet, again, there'll be some vehicles, but then over the next 3 years, those would be they'd be purchased.
And most of these items are one-time money?
The one-time are the voice-over IP, the cameras, the white fleet, although those have a life when they are purchased, and there is money in our ending balance that we have for those areas. But the safety personnel and the commitment to additional safety personnel, that would be ongoing.
Thank you.
Angie?
Thank you for all your team doing such a hard job, and we appreciate it, and for the positive certification. Okay. Excellent presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. Okay, no more questions? Then you need to vote, huh? The proof. Okay. All favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So the next item, 6B, I need a motion and a second to review and accept 2016 and 2017 Measure R 2006 and Measure R 2012 General Obligation Bonds Financial and Performance Audits as submitted by NIGRO and NIGRO PC.
Motion. Second.
Anna and NG.
So we do have Kevin Brainick here, who is from NIGRO and NIGRO, to share some information on the audit with the board and to field any questions that you have.
Thank you.
Well, good evening. Hopefully everyone has their audit report in front of them. I figure the best way to tackle the audit is to kind of walk you through the audit report. So the first thing you remember is that this is a financial and a performance audit, and that's required by Proposition 39. So I'll take you through just page by page and try and, you know, hit as many as the highlights as I can. So the first page in the audit report actually outlines Proposition 39. It talks to you about why you have to form a bond oversight committee, what their responsibilities are, and what each of the measure, what each measure are, you know, what the ballot said it was going to do, what the dollar amounts outstanding were for each of those items, and it kind of walks you through that process. After that, inside the audit report is actually one of the most important sets of pages. It's actually where we issue our opinion on the financial statements. So pages 2 and 3 are where we give our independent auditor's opinion on the Measure R dollars. So when you read through it, you'll see that you'll see the what management's responsibility is for the financial statements, what the auditor's responsibility is for the audit and the procedures we apply, and then at the end you get what you call an opinion on the financial statements. So the opinion you want is going to be the unmodified opinion. Sounds a little strange, right? Unmodified, but that's the clean opinion. That's the one you want. That is the one you received. It never says unmodified throughout the paragraphs. As auditors, it's how it's laid out, how the paragraphs are formatted inside the actual report that indicate that. Again, it says that you're free of material misstatements, no fraud, waste, or abuse were noted during the audit. After that, on pages 4 and 5, when you actually get into the financial numbers. So again, it's important to look back and say this is from June 30, 2017. So you'll see a balance sheet presented on page 4. And remember, you'll see cash balances that probably don't look anything like they do today as you've been spending down those bond dollars. So just because you see it on that page, that was as of June 30th. Don't think you have all of that to make decisions with today. The next page, page 5, is going to be your statement of revenue expenditures and changes in fund balance. So you can see each particular measure is laid out here. You can see what the available ending fund balance is and kind of know where you're going to go forward. On the bottom of each of those financial statement pages, you'll see it says the notes to the financial statement are an integral part. So what the notes to the financial statement are, they're kind of give the background information to the numbers. Every number you see is represented by a footnote, whether it be through accounting policy, whether it be a cash disclosure. It's all back there in the footnotes section, so it can help you guide your way through the audit report. I like to really call out the first footnote because it describes each of the bond measures. It gives you all of the accounting details that you could ever want to know about why we choose to, why we do governmental accounting and how it actually dictates how the financial statements look. There's a footnote on cash inside of your audit report, and that's a really key one. Why? Because you might get input from the community to say, why don't we earn more than half a percent on this large balance of dollars. Well, there's government code that dictates.
What page?
Oh, that. It's in the footnotes. I would say it's probably on page 5 or 6. Eight. Let me get there for you. Page 8, actually.
Page 8?
Mm-hmm. So footnote number 2. So it gives you the government code on why the cash in the county treasury has to be located there, why you can't invest in some sort of outrageous hedge fund or those sort of things and earn those ridiculous amounts of interest. Well, there's a risk benefit to all those things, and the government code says you have to invest in the county treasury. Following up on page 8, there's some really great information on both of the Measure R's. So at the end of the day, you issue debt, or you, the community members approve debt to be issued upon them, and then they gets levied on them over the course of 30, 40 years. So there's a disclosure inside the audit report that actually describes the amount of debt that's outstanding on those community owners. So page 9 has a great little chart based on the election of 2006 and the election of 2012. So you can actually see what the principal payments remaining are over the course of the bonds. There's also a disclosure on there that talks about the principal and interest for each measure, so you actually know the outstanding debt obligations for those community members. Again, you may get approached in the community saying, you know, what is our outstanding liability in aggregate? Well, here you can go and get your principal and interest amounts. And you can see that it's disclosed by fiscal year, and then it's aggregated into 5-year chunks after that. Continuing on inside the audit report, since this is a governmental audit, there's a requirement that the auditor looks at the internal control process for how things are, how the internal controls over purchasing, facilities, disbursement, how they're set up, and make sure that they are adequate to meet the needs of the district from a control standpoint. So it walks you through what our obligations are in reviewing those procedures, and then it says if we do identify an issue with any sort of internal controls, then we're required to actually write it up as a finding inside the audit report. Again, there were no findings identified this year, thankfully, so there's actually no modifications to the way those paragraphs read. And that takes you through the financial audit. So pages 1 through 12 are your financial audit. Your performance audit, actually, where we spend about 75% of our time on the audit itself, happens on pages 13 and 14. It definitely doesn't get the justice it deserves inside the audit report, but I'll walk you through it to kind of give you an idea of what is entailed. So a performance audit is required to outline objectives, and those objectives line up with what is included in Proposition 39. It talks about the oversight committee, what their duties and responsibilities are. It talks about allowability. It talks about ensuring that expenditures line up with the approved ballot language and those sort of things. It also refers to public contract code to make sure that everything's being done on the up and up and in compliance with law. On page 14 is where we have to outline what our procedures were and if we identified any sort of non-compliance or any sort of unallowable expenditures. So in the current year, we tested $9.9 million in bond invoices, which is about almost 64% of the total amount of dollars spent for the year, which is quite a healthy bit of expenditures to look at. Again, that's a combination of high dollar items as well as small dollar items. We usually stratify the population, choose everything above a certain dollar amount, and then choose an additional sample of items that are lower, knowing that, you know, you have to do the big stuff right and you also have to do the little stuff right too. Again, we found no exceptions this year. We also look at public contract code, make sure that the bidding requirements being met, the lowest responsible bidder is actually selected for those particular projects, and that they tick all the boxes when it comes to what they're required to do for your bidding process. We also do what we consider to be kind of a sniff test when it comes to construction. It's the old test, if you say you bought a pool, I want to see a pool. If you say you painted the facade, I want to go out and at least be able to see some what looks like new paint. You know, the, call it the kind of the sniff test. So we had an opportunity to go out to Roland High and actually look at, take some of those bond invoices and then go line them up with what the work that was actually done at the school sites. And that kind of wraps up kind of the audit performance piece. If there's any questions, I'd love to answer those.
Any questions?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Community members often ask about the various bonds and whether all the money has been spent. And could you explain page 9 a little better under the 2006 election? What the balances mean on that page?
Sure. The balances represented on page 9 for the election of 2006 are the actual debt amount remaining on the community owners. So that's not the amount you have in the bank left to spend. That's simply the debt that's outstanding at this point in time. If you want the balances left that you actually have in the bank to spend, those were back on the balance sheet on page 4. So it's kind of debt versus the actual assets.
It's a little confusing to look at this because we're told all the 2006 bond money has been used. And then I thought, oh, my gosh, we've still got all this money left. So thank you.
More questions? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Oh, I thought
one more.
One more.
Yeah.
Lynn? The other question is community members we get is on page 5, where you talk about expenditures for salaries and benefits.
Correct.
Sometimes it's hard to understand that there are people assigned to the work of the bond and the project. It's not all salaries for the district. It's just for that project or projects. Is
we
that correct?
Actually specifically look at the salaries and benefits that are paid to make sure that the person they're being paid on actually work on behalf of the bond. So you're not able to slip in, you know, the superintendent's salary into bond expenditures. You can't have a teacher or a principal, you know, who has construction going on at their site or on their classroom. You can't pay for those teachers' salaries out of a bond funds.
Thank you for clarifying.
Any more questions? Thank you.
You're welcome.
In favor, say aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
No, not yet. Motion only. Okay. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the next item is comprehensive school safety plan. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the comprehensive school safety plan for all sites?
I make a motion.
Angie make a motion and
I'll second.
Lynn second. Any discussion? Questions?
I'd like to vote on this now.
You have any questions? And we can discuss it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have no questions.
No questions. Yeah. Ready to vote? Yeah. All favor say aye.
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 Motion carry. Mandarin.
Hmm? Oh, it's a different one.
Okay, the next item is the Mandarin Dual Immersion Program updates, and I need the motion. Oh, no, it's not a voting item. Direction of board staff have been researching options for a Mandarin Dual Immersion Program and provide the updates. Dr. Mitchell?
Certainly. This is a discussion item. There's no motion on this item, but we did want to bring the most recent information to the board as it relates to our dual immersion Mandarin program. And as you heard, we've got some very interesting community members and so forth. Sylvia Rivas has been working very hard on this along with her team. We just want to provide the board with an update.
Good evening, members of the board, cabinet, staff, and community members. Very excited today to report on our Mandarin dual immersion implementation or possible implementation for the 18-19 school year. As you remember, immediately after board direction last month, we began recruiting students for this program. So tonight, I just want to highlight some of our recruitment that we did for the past month. So if you look, pretty much we started actually that night. If you remember, there were some parents here, so that night we started our interest list. And then we began planning some parent and community outreach. So our interest list consisted of parents that were interested in the program that night and then continued throughout the month. We had a January 19 press release that went out to the Asian and the English media. We also had uploaded some information on our social media, such as targeted groups of WeChat and also in all the school websites. In addition to that, for the first time at our district showcase, we had a booth just specifically for our dual immersion program where we recruited for Mandarin and Spanish. We also had a group that had that visited Shallon during our tours, and they asked questions of the principals, and they met with, you know, some teachers and went through classrooms, and there was a lot of interest then. We also made sure that our staff was up to date in terms of what we were doing. So at the principal's meeting, I reported on the research of the program, what the board direction was, and what were our next steps. Then we also have our language dual immersion committee that we've had for about a year and a half now. So at that time, we also reported updates in terms of the survey, in terms of what was shared at the board meeting. And we were happy to report that we began the process of recruitment. We also have our District English Learner Council that's an advisory council. So whenever we have really big items that we want to share with the community, we reported that to them, and they were very pleased and in favor of that. We had advertisements in the San Gabriel Tribune for our program. We also had two meetings at different school sites where we talked about the program for parents that were well attended, and we provided a presentation on the research and what our plans were, but they were also able to ask questions. Finally, we launched our commercial with students, and we actually had students and teachers, and we had also some district staff in the commercial. So I just wanted to share a little bit about each student. So our first student, which is, I'm not going to play the commercial, but I want to share a little bit about them because I'm very proud of them. Our first student is from Shallon, and she's fully bilingual. So she actually, her first language is Chinese. And then our second student that's to the right, she is also one of our students at our dual immersion program at Rorimer, and her first language is English. So she is actually trilingual. She speaks English, obviously Spanish, but she also speaks Korean. So she's very fluent in Spanish. I told her her Spanish is, wow, it was impeccable. I was very impressed. And our last student is from Hurley Elementary, and her primary language is Spanish. So she has fully become bilingual and biliterate in English and Spanish. So I wanted to share that with you. If you recall, at the last meeting, we talked about having that critical mass of students to proceed with the program. That was one of the – we had several options, but this was the option that we chose, which is the critical mass of 50. At this time, we've seen a lot of interest from parents, a lot of phone calls. And we currently have about 31 kids that actually are interested in the program, the parents. And we check, you know, addresses, make sure they want to go to Shallon. And we have about, I think, five that are out of the district. But we continue to get questions, and we continue to have positive feedback from the parents, because the parents that want our program are really excited about it. So our recommendation tonight, I'm excited to share, is for us to fully begin the implementation of the program, because we believe that we could recruit more students to our program because it's only March, and we still have a couple of months, and we have a plan for further recruitment of students. Are there any questions?
Angie?
I noticed that during the speakers, there were several people who talked about businesses and that they'd put signs in their business and everything. Mm-hmm. Did we get information from them so that maybe we can pursue that and get the information?
Yes.
Gina
and I have met already in case we proceeded with this, to make sure what other things we needed to do. And there's a lot of things that we could do, such as going to churches, looking at all our businesses, and continue to promote. One of the things I failed to mention is we also are publicizing at our Parent Involvement Academy. we have a full page. And if you recall, at our Parent Involvement Academy, we have several school districts that attend. We have Bassett, we have El Monte, we have Montebello, Duarte. We have people from Laco and preschool, too. So we think we'll get a lot of parents there, too, because they will all receive the program, and we have a full page there of advertisement. So there's a lot more that we want to do, and we're very confident that we could recruit more students.
And yes, we do have that information. I've talked to Mr. Chen as well as I took notes while they were speaking with the different business names and so forth, and we have all of the speaker contact information. So we will be calling them back.
This is a good sign for them to get involved, and they do it not only for this program. And in the future, is anything we need to share with the community, I think they will very happy to work with this district. And we can put our information everywhere.
We're very excited about partnering with our community organizations, too, and other businesses that are around Roland Heights.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lynn?
Mrs. Rivas, is the next step then to try to recruit teachers, or have you already started that?
We started recruiting teachers, actually, probably about a year and a half ago. So our first recruitment, we did have some teachers that we looked at, but we still wanted really high-quality staff. So we wanted to pick the best people for this program. We wanted to make it successful, and we want to do a good job with our parents. So right now, tentatively, we have possibly two job offers. We have several teachers that came highly qualified, and we're very happy with what we've seen. But we continue to recruit, so we still have it online and see if there's more teachers that we can.
Yeah, because we'll have to keep building the program.
Exactly.
Year after year after year. So.
Exactly. Good. So we'll continue to recruit.
Donna?
Great advertising about the three students. I was very impressed with you talking about them. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, good job.
So this item, again, is not an action item. If what we're interested in knowing is if the board would like to give us direction that is different from the direction we're going in. So at this point, we would like to fully engage with the employees to hire for the program, launch the program, and work with our community who spoke this evening, as well as other community members, to recruit and get the additional 19 students to fill out to a full 50.
Okay, any more questions?
Does that have to be in the form of a motion, or do
there
we
is no motion? Just for board to give direction. If our forward movement is not what the board would like us to do, then we'd like to know that.
As far as I'm concerned, you're doing the right thing, and I'd like you to move forward.
Yeah,
thank you,
Angie.
I'd like to move forward too, but what happens if we don't get the 19?
So at this point, 31 is critical mass. The concern that we have and the reason why we need 50 students is because there is a lot of attrition. When we get into the upper grades, that 50 students, which are two classes, will highly likely become one class. And because there is an attrition or dropout rate. So 31 would make, and it's about a 50%, so it's fine for kinder, but the problem is it would end up being about 16 students, which is very small in upper grades. So we still do need additional students so we can see through the full program.
Sounds like we've made a good start, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the good work.
Thank you.
Next item is this page.
So, Angie, you might have to put your other glove on.
Don't go by me. I'm always cold. That's why I come prepared.
So next item? Yep. 6E. I need the motion and the second for AB 1200 and AB 2756 for Los Angeles County Office of Education in relation to the tentative agreement between Roland Unified School District and Association of Roland Educators in the fiscal year of 2017 and 2018.
Second.
And Angie, second. Any questions and discussion? In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item, 6F. I need motion and the second to approve the tentative agreement between Roland Unified School District and the Association of Roland Educators for 2017-18 and 2018-19 school year.
I move.
Second.
Anna and Angie. Questions? Discussion? No? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Next item is 6G. I need a motion and a second to approve the committee recommendation to reappoint Natalie Morano, parent PTA member, to 2006 and 2012 Citizens Bank Oversight Committee.
I make a motion.
Angie, motion.
I'll second.
Donna, second. Any questions, discussion?
So this will be her second term, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, Natalie does the one. Any more questions? In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 6H. Need a motion and a second to approve the contract agreement between Roland Unified School District and NIC Partners for purchase of network equipment updates.
I make a motion.
Angie, motion.
I'll second.
Donna, second. Questions? Discussion? In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item, 6I. I need a motion and a second to approve the contract agreement between Roland Unified School District and the DI Technology Group, Incorporated, DBA Data Impressions, for the purchase of district-wide UPS equipment.
I move.
Lynn?
I'll second.
Donna, second. Discussion, any questions? On favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item, 6G. Can I motion and a second for approve the contract agreement between Roland Unified School District and the NIC Partners for procurement of voice over internet protocol, VOIP, classroom, and the office phone device? Donna moves.
Thank you. Second.
Angie, second. Discussion? Question? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item, 6K. Can a motion and a second to approve contract between the Roland Unified School District, the Lobby Guard Solutions, LLC, for the procurement of the visitor management system?
I make a motion.
I'll second. Angie?
Donna, second. Discussion?
I have a question. So this we're going to just try in a few schools. Is that correct?
Correct. We're going to pilot in four schools.
And it's the two high schools?
Correct.
And the two middle schools?
We're looking at the two comprehensive high schools, Oswald and one elementary school.
Okay. How long the trial period is going to be?
Well, we're buying the product, so we can try it as long as we need. We have to pay for the software and to try. And then determine whether or not it's something we want to implement district-wide.
Okay. I think this is a good idea for our schools because it gives us some a chance to see who's coming and going, and people, you know, it won't take a person necessarily to do it. A lot of it's automated, but it will help us.
Any more questions? In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item, 6L. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the new classified job description and the position of technology, mobile device, and account associate?
I move.
Lynn, move.
Second.
Angelina, second. Any questions, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 6M, can I have a motion and a second to approve the new classified supervisory position of accounting operations supervisor? Donna, move.
Second.
Angie, second. Any question, discussion? One favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 6N, I need a motion and a second to approve the new classified job description and the position audiologist.
I second.
Lynn, second. Donna, move. Questions?
Have we never had an audiologist before?
We've contracted with LACO for audiology services. So we've never had an employee as an audiologist. It's a very difficult to fill position. And so we've contracted with LACO to provide those services. And in the last year, year and a half, that's been very difficult. They haven't been able to fill the positions. Therefore, they haven't been able to fulfill our contract obligations. And so we've had to go with another vendor. And so we're going to attempt to try to fill the position ourselves.
Pretty highly utilized, isn't it?
It is utilized through our DHH program with our SELPA. So this would be a SELPA position.
Any more questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item, 6-0. I need a motion and the second to receive the second reading and approval of revised board policy 5030 for student wellness.
I move.
Donna move.
I'll second.
Lean second. Any questions, discussion?
Now, I understand in my questions there was nothing added since the first reading. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Any more questions? In favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is 6P. Can I have a motion and a second to receive the second reading and approval of a revised board policy 5144.1, suspension and expulsion due process?
I move.
Lean move. Donna second. Discussion questions? In favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item, 6Q. Can I have motion and a second approved revised board policy 3515.3, district policy, security department?
I move.
Donna move.
Second.
Angelina second. Questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. The next item, 6R. This item is to vote for no more than one candidate to the California School Board Association Delegate Assembly, Subregion 23B, for a 2-year term beginning April 1st, 2018 through March 31, 2020. The candidates are David Diaz, Anthony Durati, and John Quintanilla. I need a motion to, and the second, vote for one candidate.
I move to vote for Anthony Durati.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have the move for Anthony Durati.
Durati second. Second.
Okay. And in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. And the next item, 6S. And in the motion and the second to adopt a resolution SO 17-18-12 of the Education Day, April 11th, 2018.
I move.
Donna move.
I'll second.
Lynn second. Discussion? In favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next item, 6T. I need a motion and a second adopt a resolution SO 17-18-13, School Bus Drivers Day, April 24th, 2018.
I move.
Lynn
second.
Move. Angelina second.
I always think it's great when we can celebrate a day or a week or a month for some of our special people because these guys work hard. Those kids in the bus and all the stuff they have to do.
April 24th, yeah. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7A, I need a motion and a second to approve, suspend, stipulate expulsion of student 17-18-08, effective March 9, 2018.
I'll move.
Lean move.
Oh, do you have to read the whole thing? Okay.
Second.
Yeah, Donna, second. Discussion?
No discussion.
Oh. In favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Let's move to consent calendar. Next is consent calendar. They approve all the items in consent unless there were any items pulled or separate discussion and the inaction. And a motion for consent calendar.
I'll move.
Donna, move.
I'll second.
Lynn, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Okay, next item is conference section. We're now in conference section, board members' comments. Start from Donna, please.
Good evening. I really enjoyed Roland High School's presentation. I saw Footloose last weekend, and I highly recommend you go see the play. The kids were outstanding. I didn't want it to be over. I was so upset when it was done because they did great singing and dancing. I don't know how all of them could dance the same thing, jump up, do the moves at the same time. A lot of practicing. Oh, my gosh. You'll really enjoy it. And I enjoyed giving out all of the awards and seeing all the kids so excited. Really nice. It has been a busy time since the last board meeting. I've been to many, many events, but we'll only choose a few to talk about. It was hard to decide which ones because so many wonderful things are happening at Roland. Nogales boys basketball, I need to talk about that because at the CIF semifinal game, we were down by 6 in the last 2.5 minutes and we ended up winning. It was so exciting. And Azusa Pacific, our boys were so great. It just made us all proud. And I got to meet Matt's grandma. He's number 3. And it was great because he would steal the ball and he would have rebounds and it was wonderful. And they won another one last night, so that's great. We get to keep Saturday night. Let's go Nobles. Okay. The Heart and Soul program was really exciting. It was nice to hear Roland High School was participating by giving socks. Laurel from our Family Resource Center, Roland Heights Senior Pathfinders Club, and Kiwanis Clubs of Hacienda Heights do this all together to give our USD students free shoes. And David suggested for me to come and see it. And I was so happy that he did because when I got there, they put me to work for an hour and a half. I got to put shoes on, brand new shoes on kids and one little girl. Before she got her shoes, she was clapping. Yay! You know, she was so excited. It was very exciting. So many volunteers were there. Students were able to receive socks too. What a wonderful thing for our students. Over 120 students of all different grades and schools received a brand new pair of shoes. The next thing I would like to talk about is Roland Reads. Miriam invited me to go to one of her classes. And Miriam and Karen's the TOSA at Killian, were great presenters. They taught a class. They teach a class after school to interested teachers who come on their own time to learn. This class that I attended was their 6th class of the year, and it was about conferencing with students. They were talking, there's 3 different ways, and one was to speak positively, just say positive things, which was very interesting. And at the end, Miriam announced that she made a contact to have authors come to their school. So the teachers were all thrilled. I wanted to mention Williams Legislative. 8 schools received a mark of exemplary condition under the facilities category, which is excellent. Hard work by the facilities department earned this for Roland. Great job, facilities department. 0 textbook insufficiencies is wonderful, but it took a lot of hard work from many people at Roland to get this. Great job. I enjoyed listening to our community members come and talk about the dual immersion Mandarin program. Thank you so much for speaking so positively about it, and Mr. Harrison about Oswald. That was great. Lastly, I think it's a huge honor for Roland to be one of 12 schools selected across the nation for Future Ready Schools Digital Equity Program. Thank you for the report again on the second interim report. All of your hard work that you do continually, Alex, Aubrey, and your team, for our positive certification. And have a great spring break at the end of the month. Thank you.
I'm next. So many sports raves tonight. It's a pleasure for me to get out to see what's going on at the schools, what our extracurricular activities the kids are involved with. We push them to learn and to do better academically, but they have to on themselves push themselves to give back to community and do some of the things they enjoy. And that's one reason why our district is so special, is because we have kids that are just not one-dimensional. Most of them are many dimensional. The Nogales High School CIF boys basketball games have been very exciting. And I just want to extend an invitation. I know most of you here are staff, but I'd like to see more people at the schools. Mr. Harrison talked a lot about visiting some of the campuses. But it's important for you to see what's really going on at the schools, because some wonderful things are happening. The kids are learning. The teachers are excited about teaching. And I think we're raising good citizens for tomorrow. Today, I got to help with the Yorbita speech contest, and that's a lot of fun seeing the little ones. I think I did the first and second graders. They all had to give a little speech. They had narrowed it down to three different classes, and each student got up and gave their little speech, and the judges, I think there were five or six of us, we got on our computers, give them a number, and tomorrow they'll find out, so we don't even know. Mm-hmm. So we also appreciate the career ed grants and all the academic kudos our students are getting. So thank you.
Angie.
I want to say thank you to Roland High School for their school report tonight. I love the school reports, and theirs was no exception. A few things that I want to highlight from the past month since last board meeting was RUSD Classified Job Shadow Day. What do we officially call it?
ACE. It's ACE. It's Appreciating Classified Employees.
Yeah, Appreciating Classified Employees. Thank you. I had the opportunity to shadow transportation, school bus driver, and it was for special ed, and it was an amazing experience, and our staff is very professional. The parents, you could tell, have a really good relationship with the bus driver and the aide that rode the bus as well. But it was a really positive experience. And just my hats off to all the classified employees for all that they do. A lot of their work, so much of their work is behind the scenes, but it's just as important. So thank you to all of our classified employees. Our ROP board meeting, I want to give kudos to Rocky. From our adult ed, who did a great job presenting the advisory council's report at ROP board meeting. They came up with some good suggestions and ideas on how to move ROP forward, and thank you for all your hard work and effort that you and the rest of the team put in on that. The Yorbita Elementary School speech contest that they also judged at today was just, it was amazing. The students did such an awesome job, and the fact that majority of them memorized their entire speech was just so amazing. And my favorite event since last month, I always have to highlight my favorite event, was the Telesis Read Across America. I had first grade students. They were hilarious. The book I read was it was a Dr. Seuss book called I Don't Want to Get Up Today, about a little boy who didn't want to get up out of bed like most of us don't want to. And we finished the book, and he never got out of bed, but the kids decided that they had ways that the mom could have gotten him out of bed, like bringing in a shark or a lifesaver or throwing water on him and all kinds of things. So it was hilarious after we finished the story, because they all had their hands up. I know how she could have gotten him up. I know how she could have gotten him up. I really had a great time with those kids. That was just so much fun. I could have stayed there the entire day. And finally, I just want to say good luck to the Nogales basketball team this weekend. And I hope that they get this win, get the W. So thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chen, could I just add one little thing to the speech judging today? It was very touching. As I said, I had three first graders that I was judging their speeches. And one little boy, he was so cute. He had this suit on, and he just looked in a bow tie. He was gorgeous. And then this other little girl came up to us, and she said, I didn't dress up today. Will I get marked off because I'm not dressed? So we had to tell her, no, that wasn't what she was being judged on. It's just what she said and how she said it. So she went up there with a smile and did a good job. So I just thought it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Mitchell?
So on behalf of David, because as you can see, he's not here tonight, he asked that I share at the start of the meeting, which I did, and then during his comment time, that he is not here tonight. He's following doctor's orders after a cardiac intervention. He regrets not being here at the meeting, but he wanted to make sure everybody knew that he had fully participated in the preparation for tonight's meeting and was completely aware of all of the agenda items and had all of his questions asked and answered.
Thank you. I'm very happy we honor so many outstanding kids in tonight, and I know how much that means to them. That means, remember, when I was in elementary school, I got my first certificate I got from my principal was stolen next day because of jealous, stolen by my classmate. Yeah, so that means so much to the kids. This is a lifetime memory. For the certificate, get it from the principal or from school district. Right? So I'm very happy to see them. I can see how happy they are, and then the parents take pictures. So and at the beginning of the meeting, we said the room is too crowded. We may want to move to the school site. At first, I said yes, but I changed my mind. I think I would do it here. I want to do it here, and as crowded as possible, and as many kids' appearances as possible. I don't mind it's so crowded, and I want to see the happiness of from their face. So I'm very happy tonight to see them, and thank you for Alex for your preparation for that interim report, and good job. And I want to thank the special the project department for their hard work, and Gina, for spreading the word through the community for the DI program. It's new and it's hard. Everything beginning is hard. So like any business, starting a business, then it's very hard to get customers through the business. So we'll grow and we'll win. And also, I want to share with you the ACE, the shadowing the classified employees, and I went to Santana High School and sharing the building services, and my job was digging the soil, and they dig a big hole to find a leak, underground leak. Yeah, it's a hard job, but I'm expert. I do it all the time because I dig my backyard for my fruit trees, so I know how to do it. So I do it very quick. So some of them, yeah, yeah, very muddy, but I enjoyed it so much. But I found one thing, and the building is so old. The pipe is 50 years old, and that Santana High School was not modernized. I believe there was still the old piping. So the first hole we found, and about a few feet from that hole, and it's the second hole leaking. So they found another hole leak because the whole pipe is so old. And the pipe started leaking everywhere, so I think that's why we need to spend a lot of money to replacing all the underground pipes and modernize the buildings, and that school site is that was La Seda. The La Seda Elementary School is closed a few years ago, and now it is sharing with the ROP and Santana High School, and the facility is so old, so. I learned something that day, and I work not so hard, but they dig half of the hole, I dig half of the hole. So, yeah, I enjoyed it, and that was a very, very good opportunity for us to learn from the classified employees to learn. Last year, I was following the custodian in Rhode Island Elementary School, and I learned a lot from both sides. Yeah. Thank you very much, and okay. Then we need to go back to closed session. So thank you very much. And
we have one more. We have the hearing. Announce the hearing.
Oh, that one. Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, we missed that one. Huh? Hmm. Okay, we missed the one. The public hearing will be held on April 12, 2018, as an IQ Academy is petitioning the Rhode Island Unified School District for renewal of their charter for a five-year term between 2018-2023. So the hearing...
That's fine. That's all you have to do. That's just an announcement.
We don't need the hearing for...
Pardon?
That's it, huh? Okay, then we return to closed session at 8:25.
37.
Returning to open session at 8:37. Closed session report.
Yeah.
On a motion by Angelina Pryde and a second by Donna Freeman, the Board of Education took action to release employee number JK8936053 from employment and an unrenewable employment contract pursuant to Education Code 35031. The vote of the board was as follows. Carrie Chen, yes. Lynn Abbekamp, yes. Donald Freeman, yes. David Milken, absent. Angelina Pryde, yes. Motion carries.
Okay. Motion to
I need
adjourn.
A motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll move.
Donna,
move. A second.
Angelina, second. Or if we say aye.
Aye.
Motion. Meeting adjourned at 8:38. Thank you.
Thank you.